Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What is your own unique role in the Kingdom of God? The Kingdom of God requires active participation. You can't sit and listen and assume that you don't have to do anything as long as you believe. Whatever you hear and learn, you are required to act on. You will have to boldly embrace the role that God has assigned to you in His kingdom. Your role is not less significant than anyone else's. So, embrace God's grace and be the best you can be in the place where God has assigned you. You have a role to play to further God's cause and build His kingdom. In today's message titled, Take an Active Role in God's Kingdom, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to take an active role in witnessing to unbelievers and discipling new believers. Let's join in.
When you became a believer in Christ, did anybody open the Word of God and say to you, "Let me give you a couple of passages of Scripture that will be good for you to learn"? Did anybody say that to you? Most people who join the church, even after they are saved, are left on their own. Most people become children of God, and nobody ever tells them what they should expect because of that. Nobody tells them their expectation. When they join a church, nobody ever tells them, "Here's what you can expect, and here's your responsibility." You know, you have been admitted into God's wonderful kingdom, and you are told to take an active role in it. That's our responsibility as believers in Christ. God is looking forward to working together with you in His kingdom. He works with His people. Jesus defined eternal life as this. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's recorded in John chapter 17 verse 3. So eternal life is knowing God. Jesus wants us to increase our knowledge about Him, and so He has commissioned us to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that He has commanded us. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So that's the commission Jesus has given to every believer. We need to take active role in God's kingdom to extend it. That's why we are here on this earth. People have misunderstood the central message of the Great Commission. They think all they need to do is just to be born again and discipleship it for the mature Christian. But the Bible says, go and make disciples. The emphasis here is that the Lord commanded us to make disciples, not just new converts. Somewhere along the way, the body of Christ has changed the emphasis of this message from making disciples to getting people born again, leaving discipleship as optional. What we ought to be preaching is that God calls us into discipleship, and it begins with making a commitment to the Lord. So I want to tell you that, my friend, discipleship is not optional. That's not what Jesus commanded. Our focus must not be just leading people to Christ, but to continue with the process of discipling them into mature Christians. Jesus said, go and make disciples. That means teach people to be followers of Christ. We actually follow Jesus and focus on Him, and that's salvation. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." God created us to follow Him. He said, "Follow me and I will make you or turn you into something else." You've been invited into a whole new way of life, which is different from the way the world lives. Our focus must shift immediately to living for God. Hallelujah. Therefore, when we present the gospel to people and ask them to accept Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, we need to teach them that this is a total commitment of their lives to the Lord. It's so important, we need to emphasize that. It means becoming a disciple of Jesus. It means growing in the knowledge of God. It means taking active part in the kingdom. Growing in the knowledge of God doesn't happen immediately. It's a process. It's directly linked to submitting to God and His word and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. That's what the Bible says. If I am growing in the Lord, then I want to know what He says about everything. I want to know what He says about my relationship with others. I want to know what He says about the church. I want to know what He says about my finances. I want to know what He says about love. I want to know what He says about anger. I want to know what God said about everything I possibly can. When a person is growing in their spiritual life, they have the desire to know what's the truth of God's word. If that's true of your life, you will spend far less time watching television and reading other stuff than being in the Word of God. You know, God is up to evangelizing the Word. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." That's what Jesus is commanding His followers. And so, you and I have the privilege of being a part of the evangelizing process. Jesus said, "As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." That's John chapter 17, verse 18. Christians are not just left on this earth to enjoy being children of God. We are not just left here to enjoy being children of God. We are left here for a definite reason. For a specific purpose, we are to spend ourselves in getting the gospel to the world. God left us here for a purpose, and that purpose is to become involved in missionizing and evangelizing the world. The message of the gospel is the good news of the power of God unto salvation by grace through faith. We all know that. The mission of the church and every individual Christian is to get the message out there. Otherwise, why do we exist? Why are we here and not translated to heaven? I ask you these questions. Why should God leave us on this earth if we are not going to share the gospel? If we are not going to conform to His likeness? If we are not going to serve His purpose? Why are we here? We are not here to live for ourselves, make our money, spend our money, live how we like, and live our own selfish lives. That's not the purpose of a Christian life. Why should God leave us here one moment longer if we are not going to fulfill the very purpose for which He created us? There is no reason. I want to say to you that if you are not serving God in some way, you are missing the point. You are just missing your purpose of being on this earth. He left us here for that reason. Don't miss your purpose on earth. Know why we are here. You might be involved in evangelizing the world. You must be involved in God's kingdom. Take active role. Every single believer has been appointed an ambassador for Christ. There is a divine work added to every believer's plate. Not only are you a wife, not only are you a husband or a student or a laborer or a particular professional, but you have been appointed ambassador for Christ. The Apostle Paul considered himself an ambassador for Christ in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 20. You can read it for yourself and apply this title to all believers. According to the Bible, the position gives every single believer specific responsibility for sharing the gospel and pleading with unbelievers to be reconciled to God. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's what we should be sending across the world. That's recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. As Christians, we have a responsibility and the privilege to witness to the lost and disciple them concerning our blessed Savior, our blessed Redeemer. We are to represent and communicate the desires and will of Christ to others as ambassadors of God. We have been commanded to disciple the world, and God has provided us with the privilege of sharing and the delivering of the gospel. He's giving us all the tools that we need. The power to proclaim the good news was not given to the angels. We have to know that it was given to redeem people. Therefore, discipling the world is an essential assignment for every Christian. The most important thing you can do for others is to tell them about your most important experience. What has God done for you since you became a believer? You can propagate that message to the dying world. So as a Christian, how good and faithful disciple are you? Let me ask you that question. I encourage you to be a good and faithful ambassador for God by fulfilling your responsibility to win souls and disciple them. That's why we are here. That's how you get involved in the kingdom. That's how we can extend the kingdom, to draw people from north, south, east, and west into the kingdom. That's why God left us here. Hallelujah. Many people don't know this, but before we received Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we were children of disobedience, working for the devil. That's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. But having been saved by the grace of God, our new appointment comes with different responsibilities. We are ambassador for Christ. Ambassador is a messenger. It's a spokesperson or a representative of a ruler or king. Therefore, every believer is a representative of King Jesus on this earth. He said, as he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. We have been invested with the full power of the Holy Spirit to act on behalf of the government of God, typically in every nation. I pray that you will carry out your duties as commanded. You are ambassador for Christ. You represent King Jesus on this earth. The Bible says, as he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. And so, my friend, seek the will of God for your life as a believer in Christ. The Lord told us to occupy till I come. We should continue to work for the Lord as we wait for his return, as we wait for his second coming. The early disciples did exactly what Jesus told them to do. He said, get this message of eternal life to the whole world. We are the light of this dark world, and we carry the light of the gospel with us. God intends to change other people's lives by our lives. We must take the light of the gospel to make disciples of all nations. It's the will of God that we live in such a way that we influence the people around us by behaving as instruments of his ideas for the future. That's God's will. God created you to make you a useful instrument in his vineyard. He has given us a fantastically exciting agenda on this earth. He gave us the command to evangelize the world before he returns. He said, occupy till I come. That means keep letting your light shine in this dark world. Keep living for God. Keep abounding yourself in the work of the Lord. Keep making disciples. Keep preaching. Keep sharing your faith. And keep winning souls and disciple them for God's glory. And I pray that you will do so. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so, so you can be useful to him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.